One star to tag them all, OSTTA, I radial velocities and chemical abundances for 20 poorly studied open clusters, by R. Carrera et al. Context, open clusters are ideal laboratories to investigate a variety of astrophysical topics, from the properties of the galactic disk to stellar evolution models. For this purpose, we need to know their chemical composition in detail. Unfortunately, the number of systems with chemical abundances determined from high-resolution spectroscopy remains small. Our aim is to increase the number of open clusters with radial velocities and chemical abundances determined from high-resolution spectroscopy by sampling a few stars in clusters not studied previously. Methods, we obtained high-resolution spectra with the FIES spectrograph at NOT for 41 stars belonging to 20 open clusters. These stars have high astrometric membership probabilities, determined from the Gaia second data release. Results, we derived radial velocities for all the observed stars, which we used to confirm their membership to the corresponding clusters. For Gulliver 37, we cannot be sure the observed star is a real member. We derived atmospheric parameters for the 32 stars considered real cluster members. We discarded 5 stars because they have very low gravity or atmospheric parameters were not properly constrained due to low signal-to-noise ratio spectra. Therefore, detailed chemical abundances were determined for 28 stars belonging to 17 clusters. For most of them, this is the first chemical analysis available in the literature. Finally, we compared the clusters in our sample to a large population of well-studied clusters. The studied systems follow the trends, both chemical and kinematical, described by the majority of open clusters. Worth noticing that the three most metal-poor studied clusters, NGC 1027, NGC 1750 and Trumpler 2, are enhanced in C but not in the other alpha elements studied, MG, CANT. This was one star to tag them all, OSTTA, I radial velocities and chemical abundances for 20 poorly studied open clusters, by R. Carrera et al.